This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sometimes you have one wrinkle in life, and then other times your challenges come one after another. When they are compounded and they follow one another, you need a little relief. It becomes overwhelming. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of those points in his life where the tests from Allah were so intense and it was just one after the other is a year that many scholars of Sirah refer to as Amul Huzn, the year of grief. In one year, he loses his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, and at that point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not married anyone else. She was the mother of his children, his companion for 25 years, and she departed from this world. Number two, Abu Talib, the support system for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, the person who was very similar to a fatherly figure in the Prophet's life, and also the Quraysh, because of his protection, would not dare touch the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He departs as well. And then, to make things even more difficult, many historians say it was in this very same year that the incident and tragic story of Taif takes place. This is where you begin to wonder, man, I'm crumbling. The weight is just way too much. My shoulders can't handle this. What's fascinating though is that with all that shoulder, all the weight on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one after another, and you begin to ask, when will ease come? When will I be relieved? Just know that the one that put you in that difficulty is the one that will take you out. Take peace in knowing that as a Muslim, your response to every difficulty in life will be based around iman, sabr, and tawakkul. Reliance on Allah, patience, and ultimate faith. The non-Muslim doesn't have that paradigm. The one who doesn't believe in God, the atheist doesn't have a God to believe in. Why would he be patient? Who should he rely on? Which God does he believe in? But for the Muslim, it's a whole different ballgame. We solve problems at multiple fronts in life. There's a political solution to things. There is an activist solution to things. But there's an economical solution to things. But all of these solutions start with iman billah, that you are patient, that you believe in Allah, a sabr, that you are patient, and the third, that you have tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are reliant on Allah azza wa jal. So, as the Quran tells us, innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra, with every difficulty comes ease, with every difficulty comes ease. And where those difficulties lathered one upon the other, they layered down on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a gift, with an opening that was so bright and so special that just as it seemed that the calamities had no end, when the blessing came, it was so grand that it also felt like it was bottomless, it had no end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the night of ascension, where he witnessed the angels and the prophets and went to the heavens and conversed with his Lord. And the ascension for the believer is their prayer. Ease will come. That's the promise of Allah. Nasrun min Allahi wa fathun qareeb. It will come. Maybe not how you expected. Maybe not how you envisioned it. Maybe not when you demanded it. But it'll come how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for it to come. In the meantime, be committed, strong, and patient. Keep yourself connected to Allah. Don't let anyone tell you that your dua to Allah is a sign of you being a coward and that you have no action. This is not true. The Muslim's first action is dua. And our courage comes from our dua. It comes from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to be connected to Him in moments of joy and also in moments of difficulty. May He always be with us. Protect us and our progeny until the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته